I'm News Director Tom Tingerthal, and this is Cop Talk, a program to keep you informed on what is happening in the local law enforcement area. My guest today is Livingston County Sheriff Steve Cox. Methamphetamine is one of several drugs that the local law enforcement agencies are having to deal with on a regular basis, but it is also a drug that has changed greatly over the past 10 to 15 years. Briefly, tell us how meth has changed.
Well, when I started in June of 85 here as a deputy, we would occasionally see people either get arrested and come to jail on drug charge or other charges that were high on crystal meth. Once in a while, they'd get caught with it. It was the drug that was typically made by biker gangs. And it was not common, not nearly as common. But that slowly changed to the mom-and-pop meth labs where we would constantly deal with the theft of anhydrous, pseudoephedrine pills, those kinds of things. And people were making their own methamphetamine. They might make it in a bathtub, a motel room, their garage, some hunting cabin, and we'd deal with the meth lab trash. Meth was much more frequent and common. There was all kinds of different suppliers and makers and people trading it for the components of the methamphetamine. Those mom-and-pop labs changed to one-pot cooks, which were like soda bottles. Somebody might put all their ingredients in one two-liter bottle, throw it in a ditch or under a bridge, and come back 2-3 hours later, and they had a little bit of meth. So that has pretty much changed where the Mexican drug trafficking organizations, they're bringing the meth straight to the big cities, St. Joe, Kansas City, Independence, Columbia. You know, they got their own major networks, and we've got people here that travel to the city or one of those entities multiple times a week to re-up their supply of meth. Oftentimes, we hear about it after the fact, or we learn that those people are even changing. They're frequently changing their cell phones to changing their routes of travel, the vehicles they use, the routes they take, the days and times they move, just because they're paranoid about officers, law enforcement officers seeing them, knowing about them, or capturing them. But the ice that the Mexican drug traffickers are moving is really potent, really dangerous. All meth is, but I mean, this is, you talk to the meth users, and this is 4 out of 5 prefer this over any other kind of methamphetamine.
So what does that mean to the local law enforcement? What do you guys have to do in order to combat this?
Well, you know, we had to all train on meth lab seizures and the meth lab trash and that stuff. And now we focus on the people that are muling it from point A to point B. Wasn't that long ago, there was an adjoining state. They got a bunch of it that was on 36 Highway that was heading to Chicago, Illinois. You know, right through here, we see people all day, every day that are from out of state that bring in other problems to locals that want their meth fix and their meth supply, and they're willing to do about anything in the world for it, whether it's steal something, sell things they shouldn't, to just travel the city and do things down there that we don't want to hear about. You know, there was a guy that we've dealt with here that got in a shootout with law enforcement in the city not all that long ago. In law enforcement, you've always had to deal with potential violent situations, but it seems like it's so easy for some of these people to be on meth and some of the other things that they add with it that really has an impact on their body and their mind. And I mean, for 2 minutes, somebody would be screaming evil, wanting to kill you. The next minute, they want to be your friend. 30 seconds later, they're ready to rip your heart out. Just the violent behavior, and then dealing with those people and following through, making sure the jail does everything they should with them, trying to get them detoxed from the meth to mental health treatment, substance abuse addiction issues. It's just a very time-consuming thing that takes a lot out of every community. You know, Chillicothe, Livingston County is not the exception. We're probably the norm, but we have law enforcement here that is dedicated to making a difference on it and try to eradicate the sources as much as possible.
It sounds like methamphetamine will be an ongoing problem for quite some time.
Yeah. And, you know, Tom, I mean, we got people that want to play pharmacist and they want to mix these things with it. Now getting outside of methamphetamine and a little off topic, but we're learning about a drug called gray death where people are mixing fentanyl with heroin or different things, and it can be extremely lethal. It even just maybe bumping some of the powder and it become airborne, you can overdose just on what little you can inhale. So here we have a whole new round of training and different things. In fact, Later this month, we've got an agency coming in to put on training for area law enforcement on fentanyl and other opiates and synthetic drugs. It'll be here at our fire department, and we're happy to host that with them to get some good training in our area. We've had a lot of people sign up, but it's, you know, this is the new trend from the, you're just looking at beyond methamphetamine.
That is Livingston County Sheriff Steve Cox, and this is Cop Talk.